Welcome to Reading the Bible Together, the Lectio Divina series. Lectio Divina is the practice of contemplating Scripture. So find a quiet space and take a deep breath as we enter into Scripture. Our first movement is Lectio reading. As you listen to the passage, ask yourself these questions. What is the basic meaning of the passage without involving my assumptions, opinions, or bias?
But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end."
The second movement of Lectio is meditation. This time, as you listen to the passage, meditate on it and ask yourself, what does the text say to me today and in my life? How do I see myself in the text?
But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end."
The third movement is prayer. Take some time and ask yourself, what can I say to Jesus based on what I've read in the passage? What do I want to ask him? We're going to take a moment so you have some time to pray. The fourth and final movement is contemplation. As we listen to the scripture one last time, ask yourself, how have I experienced the presence of Jesus in this time, in the past week? What is Jesus saying to me in this passage?
But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end."
Before we head into the rest of our day, let's pray together. Father, I thank you that you know everything, and you're so big, and you are personal. Jesus, I thank you for sacrificing yourself for me, for being the King of Kings, for being Emmanuel. Holy Spirit, I thank you that you are in me. You are wisdom and the counselor, and you go with me through my day. Amen.